As we continue worshiping together this morning, attune your hearts to hear these words taken from the letter to the Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning in the 13th verse. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. Please rise as you are able to join me in singing verses 1 through 3 of Your Love, O God, Has Called Us Here. It's found on page 647, the red hymnal. Please remain standing as we hear these words from the Gospel according to Luke, taken from the 10th chapter and beginning in the first verse. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to the town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking, whatever they provide, for the labor deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying. Thanks be to God.
Sisters and brothers, I am aware of our time. And we have a beautiful baptism with Hannah Rose this morning. So I'm going to leave it up to you. My message is about 20 minutes. Now I can condense it to about 8. Maybe. Or I can give you the full message and you're going to be a little bit later. What's your pleasure? Then here we go. Our gospel lesson starts with after this. After what, we might ask? Did you notice that? After this. It starts with after Jesus, having commissioned 12 disciples and gives them power and authority in his name to do ministry. Jesus and his disciples had done ministry in the areas of Galilee and Samaria and Judea. He had not reached the area surrounding the Jordan River. The commissioning of the 70 is to send out disciples to other regions. Disciples who individually had their own gifts for ministry. some skilled at listening, some skilled at serving, some skilled with taking care of folk, a lot of different ministries. Like us, the disciples had different gifts. I imagine that some of them were like us too, a hot mess. But Jesus used them anyway. It's also in this text that we get the saying, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Washington, D.C. is plentiful, and the laborers are few. I suspect that Jesus knew it would take a vast community of folk to do and to be in ministry in this fertile area. If we ever needed a model for community journeying, this is it. Let us pray. Open our hearts, God, because there is where we will be in touch with our true selves. We pray now that you would lessen your servant Dawn and increase your spirit, that we might be encouraged and equipped for the ministry ahead. Amen. Pastor Ginger mentioned that over the past several weeks, we have been exploring the theme, I Am Foundry, Voices in Harmony. In her previous sermons, Pastor Ginger has introduced or better acquainted us with some musical terms, concepts, and practices. We have also been attuning ourselves, as she mentioned, to Wesley's singing directions, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But for the next few moments, about 18 or so, we focus our attention on surround sound. In modern time, a prototype of surround sound dates to Walt Disney's Fantasia in the 1940s. Now, I see some people doing this. Wave your hand. Amen. You know that. Amen. In the 1940s. Since that time to now, there have been vast improvements on this phenomenon. Surround sound uses components to enhance the quality and enrich sounds through channels coming from various speakers. Initially, the music went like this, or the sound. There was a speaker up front, and one on the left, and one on the right. Now, the choir is thinking, I was just hoping that the speakers up here are working all the time. I'm reading you. I get it. I get that. And our guys have continually to work on that. Surround sound added speakers on the sides and in the back. It gave the listener a much more robust sound, Grandma Joanne. The first time I recall experiencing surround sound was about 20 years ago at a dear friend's house in California. My friend and her husband worked in the movie business. Now, I don't want to drop any of the movies' names, but let me tell you, they were some pretty big movies, and my friends were right there working in that environment. My friend's husband was a sound tech for a lot of these movies, and he had outfitted their home with surround sound. Now, this was in the 90s. So here I am with them, and I said, hey, y'all go out and have a good evening. They had just had a baby. The baby was about 6 or 7 weeks old. I knew they needed some rest and some time away. So I sent them on their way. I said, I will take care of Matthew Tominori. So the husband, as he was leaving, he said, let me set this thing up for you. You're going to love it. Well, they left. If anybody knows anything about Dawn, I love snacks. So I got my snacks, got the baby, he was all bundled up, and there we sat down, and there the movie began. Well, I can tell you the movie was The Horse Whisperer. I don't know if you've seen that movie ever. It's beautiful. The cinematography is outstanding. But let me tell you, friends, just a few moments into this, the voices and the gallopings came from all over the place. I had no idea what was happening. At a point, it got so loud with the horses coming in. The only thing I kept saying was, oh, sweet Jesus, please don't let the horses get the baby. What made the sound so alive was the addition of all of those wonderful speakers. Now, after I got over the initial shock, it was a spectacularly wonderful movie experience. There's something about surround sound that brings the experience to life. Of course, Jesus knew this. He knew something about it bringing an experience to life. Sending folk out to carry the sounds is exactly what Jesus did when he equipped his 12 disciples first and then appointed and gave authority to the 70 disciples to go. Can you imagine that all around?
Aliens. Well, how much time have we heard that language before? All the time. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God. All of us, beautiful and broken as we are, and regardless of our social status or immigration status, all of us are part of God's beloved community. A few moments ago, we joined our collective voices in reading Numbers 4 and 5 in Wesley's direction for singing. Sing modestly and in time. I love this. We are instructed not to bawl or sing so loud that it destroys the harmony. We are instructed not to run ahead or behind in singing. And definitely we are instructed not to sing too slow. How many of us have done that before? You're the last voice that somebody hears in singing. If that happens again, then you're singing too slow. Speed it up. Wesley says this drawling way, singing too slow, naturally steals on all who are lazy, and it is high time to drive it out from us. When was the last time we heard somebody say it's high time? My grandmother used to say that. I suspect that Mr. Wesley had some serious issues with folk singing, and he was driving home the importance of what it meant to sing in harmony. My friends, here's the deal. In other words, Wesley was saying, with all the individual voices, collectively is where the harmony comes in. Collectively is where the harmony comes in. You can have a person to sing two or three part harmony, maybe, but they can't sing it all at one time. They just can't do it. But like the voices in this choir, that harmony that you all just sang was absolutely outstanding. This is what Voices in Harmony is about, bringing your individual gifts and collectively forming in the community. Here in this sacred place, all of us help to shape and form our foundry identity. Some of us offer our voices in ministry teams. Who serves on ministry teams in here? Any ministry team. Some on the management board. I know we got at least a couple in here, two, three, four. Oh, praise God, y'all are here. Some literally lift their voices in choir, some on the staff, some lift voices in advocacy work with helping our underserved neighbors. Who's involved with that? Amen. Some help our youth. They lend their voices with our youth and our children. There are a lot of places where we individually and collectively surround sounds and lift our voices. If we take a page from Wesley's direction of singing, here is the main thing again. When we lift our voices together in modest tones and in time, not trying to outdo one another or any of that, if we do it together, we make a clear melodious sound, a beautiful harmony. I deposit in your spirit today that true surround sound started in the days of Jesus Christ. Jesus sent out the disciples to enrich the sound of his work and witness through an array of channels and speakers, literally through speakers. You go here and you go there and heal the sick and share a meal and build community together. Earlier, I noted that surround sound had vast improvements over the years. Friends, I experienced this recently. A few weeks ago, my bestie and I went to the movies. The time we selected was only available in something, it said Dolby surround sound, but it was more like X plus duo Dolby surround sound plus extra. And another movie was available in 3D. Now, I know we got 3D fans in the house. I'm not one. I don't want to go and watch any movie where it feels like somebody is attacking me. You put those glasses on, it's on and popping, and not in a good way. Well, we settled on a movie in the extra plus super duper Dolby surround sound. The tickets were like $8 more. For people that really know me, that's a big deal, Lindy. I'm already paying for movie X, and now we gotta pay $8 more. That was painful. But there we are in the theater with what appeared to be a much younger crowd. That should have been the first sign. I mean, a much younger crowd. So we had our popcorn, our drinks, and we're sitting there. And then the next thing you know, the movie started. And so did our seats. Joe, those things were shaking like crazy. We're like holding on to the thing, and now the loud sound is happening all around, and the younger crowd is like, oh, this is wonderful. And we're sitting there like we're terrified to death. Like, you know, like it was sound like somebody was in a bullhorn yelling at us in our ear and shaking the seat at the same time. And I got a little loud by this. I just said, what are we doing in here? Why is this happening? And then my friend is, nothing. And I said, Lisa, I said, we got to get out of here. I can't handle this. We got to get out of here. So now we're getting up and shaking and walking out the theater. The popcorn is all, I mean, it was everywhere. It was everywhere. All the sound everywhere. Now I did, as with the 3D movie that I left, I did go right to the source and ask for my money back. By the way, you can do that, you know. Don't everybody do it because you're going to mess up my game. My friends, what would happen if we imagined that Jesus was shaking our seats and telling us to go, not to escape the crazy sounds, but to get out there and to confront the madness and the sounds in our community? Surround sounds for calls for justice and equality, for valuing the bodies of everyone, including those of us with beautiful black and brown skin. Surround sound, the clarion call for full inclusion of our LGBTQ siblings in the life of the church. We are not going to tire of that. Pastor Ginger read the statement. Pastor Will assisted with that. My friends, you know why we're not going to tire? T.C. Morrow is sitting right over there, and she deserves to be here. Faithful people that I know. Now, I know we have other candidates and other folks that are wanting to be in the ordained ministry. We can't tire, not just for Foundry, but for all the other folks out there that God has called and claimed. Surround sound the call to protect those who need health care. When are we going to stop debating about this? Sound the call to stop childhood poverty. It's a sin. It's a sin. Surround sound the call for people to stop abusing and manipulating and trying to abuse and manipulate the minds and bodies of young girls and women. Hashtag me too. I'm sick of that crap. Sick of it. Who gives somebody the right to touch or abuse somebody else? It's criminal. We're sick of it. And men, we need your voices to lift even louder. We need you. Yeah. We need you, men. Yeah. Surround sound the call, the clarion call to resist evil and oppression in whatever and all the forms that they present themselves. We have to be the extension of the 70 disciples and be out there, friends. Jesus is shaking us out of our seats. We have to go out and lend our voices through all the channels that we have and echo the call of Jesus' love, of Jesus' hope, of Jesus' faithfulness. We can do this. Let's be the surround sound that Jesus calls us to be. Let the church say amen. Amen.